It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
I know that's right.
Acclaimed actress and director Diane Keaton has died at 79 in California. Known for her iconic roles in The Godfather, Father of the Bride, Something's Gotta Give. She also won an Oscar for Annie Hall back in 1977. Reese Witherspoon, at her own Hey Sunshine event, paid tribute to Keaton for mentoring her as a young girl new to Hollywood.
I don't know if you guys heard that Diane Keaton passed today. And I had to take a second to just really think about it because when I was 15 years old, Diane was really important. She was one of my first mentors. She is just incredible and indelible and just a truly original person. So for Diane, watch one of her movies and wear like a really cool, interesting outfit.
I should have worn a hat today. Anyway, Reese Witherspoon apparently has written a medical thriller with author Harlan Coben, and it's called Gone Before Goodbye. During a panel at Comic-Con in New York on Saturday, Stephen Colbert announced he is joining the upcoming Star Trek Starfleet Academy series on Paramount Plus.
I am honored to announce that my beautiful voice will be joining Star Trek Starfleet Academy as the digital dean of students, where I'll get to announce things like, attention, Ensign Krebs, your Talaxian fur fly has exited the replicator and is now mating with itself. Please report to Science Lab 1 immediately. Children are watching. It's an actual line.
Okay, whatever. So, that show premieres January 15th of 2026. Sigourney Weaver says a producer of the Alien trilogy has written 50 pages on how to bring Ripley back to the franchise. She also added that she's had a meeting with Disney. There will apparently be some kind of big announcement about Taylor Swift on Good Morning America today.
So what's next for her? Find out on Good Morning America.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not watching. Anyway, meanwhile, as of last night, Billboard hadn't released its weekly album chart, so there's no word yet on how many bajillion copies of her new album were sold. Channing Tatum says 23 Jump Street isn't happening because one of the producers demanded too much money. Channing, Jonah Hill, and the other producers were willing to take a cut, but this guy isn't. Willow Smith pondered whether formally asking someone out has become old school and outdated.
Am I just delusional, or people asking other people out on dates is kind of like old school? I don't even remember the last time someone was like, hey, would you want to go on a date with me? Like, I'm going to start saying it again.
Yeah, they usually just say, hey, you want to hang out? And that doesn't mean anything to anybody. At Billie Eilish's show in Miami on Thursday, a fan managed to grab her by the arm and yanked her extremely violently toward the crowd. A video shows Billie looking pretty annoyed after she frees herself and walks away. Look, it took security guards to free her. And it was not just a gentle yank. I mean violent. Don't touch the artists, y'all. Taylor Momsen played Cindy Lou Who in the 2000 version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and now she and her band, The Pretty Reckless, have released a new version, and check out how she morphs from little to big.
Why have you gone away? My world is changing. I'm
Yeah, then it launches into a rock version. So I let you off the hook on that one. Oh, and we've got a dirt alert. So Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were spotted cuddling on a yacht off the coast of Santa Barbara. What? I thought they were over. And speaking of over, no, it ain't over. Kylie Jenner has revived her King... Oh, this is a Kardashian alert in case you missed it. She's revived her King Kylie era a decade later with a bold Snapchat video blending nostalgia with a fresh look. The playful clip featured a mock interrogation and Kris Jenner as her getaway driver.
You completely flipped the entire cosmetics industry on its head.
Flipped it.
Got anything to say for yourself? Any last glossy words of wisdom?
My lips are sealed.
They continue the banter, and the one guy's like, I love you. Anyway, it's a new collection launching October the 18th to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of her brand. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except lip-smacking good?